start. All right, so this is Darth Mexican from The Geek Life here with Don.
Yep.
And he's here. It is December 19th, 2015 at Imperial Outpost Games, and they are having a Warhammer 40K ITC tournament, right?
Correct.
Yes. So first off, for the readers who don't know, could you introduce yourself and which organization it is and all that kind of stuff?
All right, so my name's Don. I'm not actually a part of the ITC, but they're great. They help out local gamer groups and basically promote their tournaments, everything like that. They've been really, really helpful with everything that we've asked them to do, and they're absolutely great with that. But I've been playing this game for about 15 years, and it's a whole lot of fun. Bring a whole bunch of new people in every year.
Right on. And for the readers who don't know, what is Warhammer 40K?
All right, so Warhammer 40K is a futuristic sci-fi version of, the best way I can put it is a mix between chess and Risk, where you certain things have certain abilities, like they can move certain ways, and you wind up using dice to figure out how effective they are at doing whatever they do. And it's just a turn-based system where you guys battle it out, try to get objectives, everything like that, and eventually it comes to a conclusion, which it's always a great deal of fun.
Perfect. And so there's a difference between homebrew games and also the ITC. And could you explain what the ITC is and why you guys use it to game?
Yep. All right. So homebrew, there's a whole lot of rules that people have for their home system, or, you know, in-house rules is what they call it, where people have certain limitations they put or buffs that they give certain items in the game. IGC has done a really great job. They give us their own FAQ, which you don't have to use, but it helps to kind of level playing field, gives people a very reliable method of playing games from one place to another being fairly similar. So that way you don't have to worry about all these homebrew rules. But they don't say you have to use them. You can use whatever you want, but it just kind of helps make it so that it's very
consistent. Yeah, perfect. And what is your origin story? How did you get into Warhammer 40K?
So, oddly enough, it was when I was in high school. I had a friend that he had already started playing, you know, Warhammer, and it was actually Warhammer Fantasy that he brought me in on. And he just wanted to show me one of those white dwarfs back then. He's like, hey, just read this. And then he wound up selling me an army, and it just kind of led off into my first army was Tau. And it was just one of those things that was kind of fun. I liked Gundam. I liked everything like that. And all these different parts of Warhammer allow you to, whether you want to, you know, have a demon army or a like a Gundam army like the Tau, or even just like a Russian army like the Imperial Guard, it lets you bring all those things in to one big game system that is a whole lot of fun to just play.
Perfect. And what is your favorite moment over the gaming years or even running tournaments for Warhammer 40K?
So I'm always a very large fan of anytime someone comes into the store. I'm kind of been like the go-to guy. So they're always like, hey, can you introduce these guys to the game? And I'm like, sure. And, you know, getting started off and then just seeing people start to have fun with like, since when they're not used to yet. It's always just so much fun to just watch people
progress and grow. Yeah. Awesome. And, all right, what is your favorite army and why?
So my favorite army is probably still a Tau. They're my first army. It's just nostalgic to go back to them every once in a while. I also like the Orcs because it's just craziness.
Yeah.
Even if you lose, it's a fun game.
Perfect. Yeah. And, all right. And so you've said what your favorite army is, but if you were actually living in the grimdark future of the 40K universe, what faction do you think you'd be a part of? Would it still be the Tau for the greater good? Or would it be?
Probably the Orcs. Just because, why not? It's a fun, it's a wah. No matter what they're doing, they're winning.
Perfect, yeah. And where can we find you? And more information on the ITC and how to get into wargaming for those Warhammer players or new players who are looking to get into the community.
So I'm the most common place that you'll see me is on the AZ Wargamer website. All I have to do is just search it and it'll show up. As far as the ITC stuff goes, just type it into Google ITC and it'll pop up with 40K ITC stuff. It'll also have like War Machine and everything like that. But I definitely do like the fact that it has that 40K, here's how everyone likes to play it kind of thing.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for taking the time to talk with us.
Sure thing.